What does marketing look like these days? As with so many aspects of modern business, it's changed dramatically in our accelerated internet age, and those changes are happening more rapidly than ever. If you're trying to sell anything online, you'll want to hear these big ideas from High Velocity Digital Marketing, Silicon Valley Secrets to Create Breakthrough Revenue in Record Time by Stephen Mark Cahan. Stephen is a serial entrepreneur who's helped grow 7 companies and advises startups on their marketing strategies. Here he is to share 5 big ideas from his book.
My name is Stephen Mark Cahan, and I have successfully helped grow 7 startup companies from early stage to going public or being sold, resulting in $5 billion in shareholder value. I'm also author of a new book called High Velocity Digital Marketing. In a recent McKinsey survey, 83% of CEOs said they expect marketing to drive most of their company's growth. Yet, I read a study that, according to the Harvard Business Review, roughly 80% of CEOs are dissatisfied with the return on their marketing investment. Now, many sales and marketing leaders feel overwhelmed by revenue expectations they simply cannot meet, and they're searching for solutions that will accelerate revenue growth at reasonable cost. So why is it that revenue growth is so hard to achieve? Now, part of the reason was that Forrester Analyst Group found that 67% of buyers prefer not to interact with sales representatives as their primary source of information during the buying process. So the bottom line is that the way people buy now has totally changed. Buyers now rely on digital content to make purchase decisions. Think about it in your own life. If you're going to go buy a car, you're probably not looking forward to going to 10 different car dealerships just to have that wonderful opportunity to interact with 10 different car dealership sales representatives. Now, nothing against the sales representatives, but the way people buy and shop for a car now is they probably start by going to Google. They're going to search online. They're going to read reviews. They're going to do their homework to find out how much the car should actually cost. They might go to the manufacturer's site to go build a car. And so when they actually go to a car dealer, that the buyer is as knowledgeable on the car that they intend on purchasing as the sales representative. So this new level of information parity during the buying process has totally changed the way marketers need to interact with potential buyers to influence them towards their products and services. And it's precisely why I wrote my new book, High Velocity Digital Marketing. Now, High Velocity Digital Marketing is all about how you can become great online to consistently grow revenue. Now, the concept behind High Velocity Digital Marketing is profoundly simple. The quicker you convert digital content-based leads into paying customers, the more successful your business. Now, it sounds simple, right? But implementing a high-velocity digital marketing program that quickly moves prospects through your pipeline and into customers can be a struggle. So I'd like to share with you 4 things that you could do right now to implement a digital marketing program that accelerates your company's revenue growth. Number 1, nail a niche. Now, everybody talks about finding their niche, but many companies fail to understand just how much this matters. When I ask people who their ideal target buyer is, I often get a vague answer or far too wide a definition. Now, finding a niche often requires a company to laser focus in on small segments in the market. And unfortunately, most companies avoid doing that because they fear that focusing on smaller customer segments limits their growth. And I get it. It can be scary to go all in on a smaller target audience. But if you're trying to be all things to all people, or even a broad segment of people, you'll dilute your message and you're going to waste a ton of money when marketing online. So how do you nail your niche and identify your ideal target buyer? Well, it starts by talking to your customers and asking them the right questions. In my book, I describe a system of questions to understand the entire context of your buyer's world. Let me share one of these. So when talking to your customers, you need to start by asking them questions about the status quo. Now, the status quo represents the current situation for how your buyers conduct business now. And this really matters because often you don't lose business to a competitor, you lose business to the status quo. And this is when you hear potential buyers say, gee, I'm not interested. What we have today is probably good enough. So you need to understand the status quo. So you'll ask questions like, describe your current process for insert the problem that focuses on your business. What works? What doesn't? What were your operations before you considered hiring us? How does your team stay on top of that challenge that they have or make sure that they don't get overwhelmed by it? What are a few of the tools you currently use and what do you like about them? What don't you like? So this will help you understand the status quo, and you want to pay close attention to the specific language that those potential buyers use. And I always recommend to consider keeping a master document populated with the phrases that those potential buyers use to describe their situation and problems. Then in your content, in your ads, make sure that you reflect that language back to them. Because one of the major marketing fallacies is that a creative way to describe products stands out and wins more customers. And the truth is that buyers don't care how clever your marketing department is. What they want is they want to work with people and companies who understand them and empathize with them. And speaking their language proves that you do exactly that. Second, create superior content across the full spectrum of the buyer's journey and make sure that content is so good that it gets them to respond. And by response, I'm talking about someone coming to your website, a visitor, and actually filling out a form on your site, which is a sales lead or buying. Now, for me to illustrate to you how you would do this, let's take a look at a simplified buyer's journey. Now, in a buyer's journey, there typically are four phases: discover, consider, evaluate, and then purchase. Now, let's talk about content in the first two phases so you can get an idea of exactly what I'm talking about. In the discover phase, here, this is where the buyer has a problem, but they might not be able to fully articulate it. So here, you need to create educational content that demystifies the problem, content that defines their challenges. Now, at a previous company that I worked for, we created, for example, For Dummies books. And these books were in high demand. And this content helped us connect with buyers who wanted to get educated, and it helped us also create the playing field that our competitors operated on. The next stage in the buyer's journey is the consider phase. Now here, buyers are looking for content that describes their challenges in more detail as well as presents options for solving them. Here, valuable free tools can produce great results. For example, at a previous company, we created a free tool called the Privileged Password Risk Assessment. So here, buyers came to our website. They answered a series of questions to help them evaluate cybersecurity risk. It took them about 10 minutes. And then we produced a beautiful report that automatically gave them a grade, A through F, like they were in university. And then, because we collected information about their geography, company size, and industry, we were able to follow up with an email that then gave them an additional report and also got them in the habit of opening our emails, which described how their results compared with their peers. Now, this type of content flew off the shelves. It was hugely popular. And because we collected all this proprietary information, we were now able to create an annual report on the state of the industry, as well as mini reports that would target various industries or geographies, such as financial services in the UK. Now, all of this content further fed our blogs, our webinars, our social media, which created even more leads and more visibility. And then, most importantly, we trained our sales reps and our partners on all of this content and how to best follow up with when they would be engaging with our prospects. So rather than following up like a pushy sales rep, they were trained to follow up in a consultative way. For example, the reps would say, "So tell me a little bit about the grade that you received. Where did you score well? Where didn't you score well? Would you like to learn how we can help you to improve to reduce your company's risk?" And so this totally changed the dynamic of our relationships and how we were perceived as a potential partner truly trying to help. Now, how did I know my content was successful? Well, to judge the quality of the content, ask yourself this: is your website visitor to lead conversion rate at least 5%? And if it's 5%, I can assure you your content is so strong that your visitors are willing to give up their information that they really want to get very badly to you to then get the content that you're making available online. Third, become great on Google. Getting found online is absolutely the key to digital marketing. And think about it. When you decide to buy something, where do you go? You go to Google. Google accounts for 76% of all internet searches, right? And so you've got to become great on Google. Now, to become great on Google, it starts by understanding the key words and phrases that your customers use when they're searching. Now, we knew what those keywords were by talking to our customers, as well as using free tools that enabled us to understand the volume of searches on those keywords. And here's a tip that you could put into action immediately today that you could start to improve your rankings on Google. Because we knew what those keywords were, we had our Google expert meet with content creators whenever they were creating content, so that they would review the keywords that that content should have incorporated within it. And then they'd review it once again at the end of the process. With all of that great keywords included within our content, we made sure then that that content was exposed to Google such that it could be scanned. And if your content is great, your partners are going to use it as well, which will earn you a lot of high-quality backlinks. Fourth, build a high-performing website, right? It's very important that you do this because a high-performing website must contribute to revenue. And it does that by doing two things: consistently increasing the number of people who visit and interact with your website, and then converting a high percentage of those visitors into leads and revenue. Here are a few ideas you could implement right now to build a high-performing website. Insert a Get a Quote button at the top of your homepage. Minimize friction in your forms simply by reducing the forms that you are requiring visitors to fill out could increase the number of forms and increase the number of leads. Implement live chat or offer exclusive or upgraded content. Think content that takes it all to the next level. Now, we've covered a lot of ground over the course of this audio recording, and if you take away one thing from me today, I hope it's this: High-velocity digital marketing can give your company a step-by-step blueprint for accelerating revenue growth in record time. I wish you great success and the very best. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. That was Stephen Mark Cahan with 5 big ideas from High-Velocity Digital Marketing, Silicon Valley Secrets to Create Breakthrough Revenue in Record Time. Also check out our book bite for Converted, The Data-Driven Way to Win Customers' Hearts by Neil Hoyne. I'm Holly Morris. Have a great day.